Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy and law professor Arthur Miller went to New York's Stuyvesant High School yesterday. It was the second stop on the experimental program called Dialogue on Freedom. It's being held in conjunction with the American Bar Association. The program asks students across the country to think about the principles that underlie American democracy. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The Stuyvesant High School class that participated in the dialogue consisted of juniors and seniors who were taking advanced placement in American history. The majority of the 30 students were Asian American. Justice Kennedy has said that he created this program after the events of September 11th in order to get people to look at America's core values. The hour and 20-minute session started with a story. You visit a country and meet a woman who supports a dictator who will take away the woman's rights but promises her a good life. What do you tell her? In the course of the seminar, the students are asked to examine concepts like liberty and the pursuit of happiness. What, Justice Kennedy asks, did Jefferson mean by the pursuit of happiness?
What was happiness to Washington? Riding around on a big horse looking at his farm, or Jefferson drinking his French wine? Is that the end of it?
A student responds.
The only people who know what happiness is to them is the person themselves. And the only way to pursue your own happiness is to govern your own life.
After some discussion, Justice Kennedy puts forth a different view.
They had a classic, an ancient, a Roman idea of happiness as being civic participation, about leading a life of freedom, one with manifold choices, but one which ultimately benefits humankind.
At one point, Arthur Miller asks the students, what books would they give the woman to give a true picture of America? Students mention Thoreau's Civil Disobedience and George Orwell's 1984, among many. Then Justice Kennedy asks, suppose the woman tells you that she would get in serious trouble if these books were found in her house.
You gonna leave her the books?
I think I would give her the ability to go and get them, but I would not give her specific.
No, that's playing with my hypothetical. Professor Miller,
give,
and I won't
I
let you do that.
Her. I would give them out
look
my
at Miranda, the plane's leaving. You're going to give her the books or not?
I would give them to her, but let her give them back to me if she decided that it was worth.
Would you urge her to keep them? Would you urge her to take the risk?
Yes.
Richard, another student, disagrees.
If I knew that she could not have freedom, then what's the point of risking her life? Because I think, I mean, before you can even think about freedom and liberty and pursuit of happiness, you must be able to live. You must be able to feed your family and put clothes on your back.
Have you been a human if you can't dream about freedom? Isn't that what we're talking about? And doesn't that cause some risks?
Justice Kennedy's dialogue on freedom clearly has a point of view. He argues against moral relativism and for the idea that democracy is the safest and most promising form of government. He also believes the attacks on September 11th make it imperative to have a serious discussion about American civic values. In the end, he told the students that being here at Stuyvesant High School right next to the World Trade Center put them in an important position, and he said they were trustees of freedom.
But as trustees, you're going to have to think about the foundations of the ethics, the principles, the aspirations, the dreams that gave you this country and that are going to enable you to keep it.
Dialogue on Freedom will be implemented nationwide by volunteer judges and lawyers. Justice Anthony Kennedy plans to conduct several more dialogues himself, including one in Sacramento and one in Honolulu. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.